Father Tom and I were walking across the property this morning, and we found a dead rabbit. Not something you want to see on Easter Sunday morning. So I said to Father King, I said, "Oh, poor Mr. Bunny." And Father Tom reached into his pocket and pulled out a vial and sprinkled it. The rabbit stood up. He started to hop, and he turned around and gave a little wave and hopped a little further across the parking lot, turned around and waved again. And then right before he crossed the street, he turned around and gave one more wave. I said, "Wow, Father King, that's amazing. What was that? Was that the holy water you blessed last night at the vigil?" And he said, "No, Father, that was hair tonic. It gets better. But I gave it a permanent wave." In the Eastern Catholic Church, they always begin the homily on Easter Sunday with a joke to symbolize God's laughing in the face of sin and death. Sin and death does not have the control over us as it thought it did. Christ is risen from the dead. Christ has been victorious over sin and death. Nothing can destroy that ever. We gather today because it is a great day of rejoicing, a great day to celebrate our Lord's resurrection. For the past 40 days, we have been reflecting upon our relationship with Christ and with God our Father, recognizing that we are not perfect beings. And through our prayer, our fasting, and our works of charity, we showed to the Lord the best we could that we are sorry for the sins. And it was the sins that Jesus took to Good Friday, to the cross. We saw in the crucifix what our sins did to Christ. But also on Good Friday, we see the great depth of love that God the Father has for each one of us. And that Christ, who lived out his life in faithful obedience to the Father, even to death, death on the cross. And that giving of himself completely and totally to the Father on our behalf canceled out our guilt and our shame and our sinfulness. The church sang last night, "O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, that we should gain such a redeemer." Because of the poor choice that Adam and Eve made in the garden of paradise, bringing about sinfulness and bringing it about to all of humanity, it was Jesus who took those sins to the cross with him. And he reconciled with us to the Father, giving us a new life, bringing us back into that right relationship, that harmony that we once had in the garden. Jesus restored to us that by his cross and resurrection, he has set us free. God took that moment of sinfulness, that moment of the cross, and transformed it forever. Only God can write straight with our crooked lines. Something so wrong and so bad, God could turn around and make it into something so wonderful and perfect for all of us, so that we would not be alienated from the Father anymore, but that we would have that life again with the Father forever. In a few moments, we will be renewed in the new waters of baptism that were blessed last night at the vigil. It reminds us that in our baptismal day, we died to that old way of sin that we inherited from Adam and Eve, and we rose victorious with Christ. All in a matter of seconds, we came from death to life, all because of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. We do have a new life. We have a new life now in Christ. Today is a new day for all of us, to begin with Christ, our risen Lord. Jesus continues to call to us from the tomb, to live that life that he gave to us, to share in his life and his love, and to be the people he called us to be, faithful followers of God our Father. When we recognize that and realize who we are, anything can happen. All good things God can work through us when we place ourselves before him. And when we do fall again into sin, we have Christ whose love and mercy and compassion is there to reconcile us and lift us up once again. We don't have to be slaves of sin. We don't have to be afraid of death. We don't even have to be afraid of God, because God, through his Son Jesus, has looked at death and sin in the face and has laughed. It has no power over him. It does not have to have power over us. We are victorious with our risen King. May this Easter day renew our friendship with God, to strengthen our faith and to live that out every day of our lives. We can respond each day by how we are living out that love for Christ and our love for one another as our neighbors. The Lord has shown us how we can do that. Jesus lives, and so shall we. Alleluia.